Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. As always, from day one, this episode is brought to you by Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. The finest selection of bourbon and wine for miles around with cold beer, a growler station, and rock bottom prices. Now, here are your co-hosts, Drs. Justin Moody and Randy Huska.
Welcome to another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. We are live at DS World in Las Vegas.
Lost wages.
I've got my trusty co-host with me, Randy Huska. I'm Justin Moody. And we have a longtime friend and guest with us, John Cox from Sprint Ray. How are you?
Hey, Justin, I'm doing fantastic. And no place I'd rather be than Las Vegas with you two guys. And I've got to ask you, where does the worms come in?
I mean, so the worm has a name, actually, and his name is John Landers. He was in my dental school class, and we started this podcast, and he was supposed to be a member of it. And he's pretty funny, and we call him the worm because we called him bookworm in dental school because he finished number one in our class. And he makes a rare appearance on the show. But it turns out that people remember the worm, and it's easier to sift through all the dental podcasts. And so it's like people are just like, a worm, you know, that's that. And then we just pop up. So it's turned out that it's been pretty good.
Love it.
Over time.
But let's not forget your sponsor.
Oh, yeah. I wish we're trying to get them to have an Arizona location. So, Scotty, if you are listening to this, we are solely sponsored by Boyd's Wine and Spirits, Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota.
What's the odds of that, huh?
Yeah, right?
So hence the vodka and soda.
Yes. So it's been, it's been good. They've been with us since the podcast number one, and we're in the, we're probably approaching 400 here pretty soon, so.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, we've known each other for a while through a few different companies and such, but I think you landed the best job on the planet when you COVID.
It was what can I say? I've been in dentistry 38 years. I've been in a lot of growth companies, from dental implants, orthodontics, CAD CAM, digital imaging, all of the above. And when COVID hit, I had the opportunity to look at some other opportunities. Like a lot of people, some job reductions, and I happened to be on the recipient of one of those,
which
was an opportunity for me to start something fresh. And looked at, my background, love technology, so I had the opportunity to meet the guys at the leadership at Sprint Ray, did some work with them, and I just saw, boy, what a rocket ship this thing's going to be. The adoption curve of 3D printing in dentistry has been just going through the roof for obvious reasons. Reducing, so compressing time and cost for dentists is such an important thing these days. And I was fortunate to be in a great place at the right time, and landed with Amir Mansouri and Jing, the two co-founders, along with Hossein Basur, and then Erich Kreidler, the president. We got to build a nice relationship, and it was an easy decision for me, knowing that that's a company I wanted to work with, be part of. And I don't look back for one second. I'm just having a ball, working harder than I've ever worked. I mean, like you. I mean, you're working harder than you've ever worked, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, I think about Randy's been a dentist a couple years longer than me, and you didn't have electric handpieces when you got out.
We didn't have computers or cell phones.
Yes.
paper charts.
Yep. Oh, definitely.
But if you think about in dentistry, I've been in it 25 years now, and there are certain things that there's a wave at, and then and whether you see it on the front side or you late years later, you're like, wow, that was it. And
there's game changers.
Yeah, people still use air handpieces, but for me, electric, that was a big deal for me. And then digital X-ray, when I got out of school, I was hand dipping, film.
Yeah.
And I think I would venture to guess.
Shout out to Brad Keener.
Yeah. I think that number of people that have digital X-ray in their office has got to be in the high 90s now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It has to be, It might even be, you know, less than 1 point now that they still have film. And then, you know, so that was a big thing, you know, like computers and digital. And then, you know, for me, it was like that next, you know, I bought the first cone beam in the state of Nebraska. And that was a practice changer. And like, and you see where that is now, like, everyone here is either
standard of care, almost, pretty much.
Especially if you're into ortho, airway,
implants,
you know,
TMJ,
implant, all, you know, all 3D. Those things, and 3D printing is there too.
Yep. Yeah, like no, I no, like no like question.
Yeah, and I think that the adoption rate. I mean, I don't know. Do you have any idea where that is in the percentage of offices?
Well, it's, you know, you think in terms of CBCT standard of care, and to your point, most people here have it. And if they don't, they're looking to get it.
Yep.
And the thought of buying a 2D pan is probably not even, I mean, probably not a lot of people. If you're going to buy a new imaging, it's going to be 3D for all the right reasons. And then you think, what's the next big, what's the other one that's just been on fire has been intraoral scanning.
Correct.
iOS. So it's, you know, that's followed, and we're following iOS. So 3D printing, 3D printer needs an iOS scanner to survive. It's oxygen. Without a 3D scanner,
sure.
you can't do 3D printing, with the exception if you had, you know, CBCT, you could do a DICOM and maybe do print some surgical guides, but it really is not, it's not going to happen. So you need an iOS scanner. And I think the penetration of iOS scanners got to be 40% maybe in the marketplace and growing. Obviously, companies like, you know, Dentsply Sirona here, obviously with the Prime Scan, you've got 3Shape Trios, you've got iTero, which has been probably put more units out there than anybody. So 40% plus penetration, maybe a little higher if you include the whole CEREC community. And 3D printers were single-digit penetration, so it's, which is wild. And so the white space in front of us is incredible. And the ROI, it's, you know, CAD/CAM is a great example. CAD/CAM's been out there for 30-plus years. But they tend to sell that same, you know, 1,500, 2,000 units a year. Some are repeat customers, some are new customers. But it's expensive technology. You know, it's $140,000 for a setup. Printing's less than 10.
Yeah, that's not cost prohibitive.
No, yeah. No. It's
you know, we had T-Bone on here a second ago, and we were talking about his lecture up there, and he talked about, you know, looking at the commas versus the decimals. And yesterday when we were in the at your booth, there was Derek brought over a lady that we had some mutual friends with. Anyway, she was talking about like, I'm using a third party to print my guide and stuff. Like and she goes, I don't use a lot of them, you know. So it's like she's, you know, we're talking about it. And I said, well, you know, like the spontaneous of being able to not have to, because she was waiting 2+ weeks
yeah,
to get.
Yeah, she was taking weeks.
Yeah, it was weeks to get back. And like, we all know, you know, first, we know some of our patients are going to bail out because life's going to happen and
sure.
They're going to want their money, that, you know, they're going to use that money somewhere else instead. But it was interesting that in the conversation, I asked her, I said, well, are you putting night guards over all your implants? And she says, well, we use night guards all the time. And I said, well, how many do you do a month? And she goes, well, we do 30 or 40 a month. And I looked at her and I said, I said, forget the surgical guides. You need this machine for the night guards.
100%.
And then all of a sudden, and so then, you know, your sales team starts talking to her. And
I think she was clicking then.
Oh, yeah. Then she's like, oh, my God. Like, like that's the comma, not the decimal point.
100%.
And in her practice, the surgical guides were really a decimal point. Like, it wasn't like, not like she could still send those off, but like her ROI in that short conversation was the surgical guides
or the occlusal guards
or
guards.
The occlusal guards. Yeah, night guards. And it's just like, wow, like that's a,
and you guys are changing the design for that, correct?
We're going to cover
that
100%. We're going to an automated design service. So today in night guard, the process, you take a scan, send it to our dashboard, we'll design it, comes back the next day, print it the next day. So it's within 24 hours
it comes
back. It's quick, but it's not same visit. So that means the patient's got to come back and get it, or you got to find a way to get it to the patient. And like anything, you know, if a patient has a choice and like, we can get you a night guard, but we'll, you know, you got to come back in 2 weeks. Well, they may say, you know what, let me think about it. Let me hold. It's just from lack of convenience. So now we're going to have automated service where you take the scan, you send it to the cloud, you choose your, whether it be a flat plane or interior ramp, choose your guard, the thickness, and the design comes back within 5 minutes. So now you're gonna, it comes back ready to print, structural supports in place, so you don't have to do anything. You just press go. And now you're printing that guard within minutes of after taking the scan. And that goes.
And they print fast.
And they, yeah, they.
Well, and the Sprint Flex, is that what it's called? Or
it's our Night Guard Flex.
Yeah, that prints faster.
Yeah, it, you know what? It's not only faster, but it's comfortable material for the patient. Yeah. And the compliance has been great. We've had great review, great feedback from the patients in the practice.
Sure.
But now think of the workflow. Patient comes in, a hygienist doing their normal check. They're doing a routine. They notice there's some wear in the posterior segment, which is probably 70% of the adult population.
Sure.
Scratch the, you know, the probe or the scaler on the tooth. Scratchy scratch. You know, the patient can hear it.
Yep.
It sounds different. Educate the patient on what's going on. And two things. One, it's never going to get any better. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
So why don't we intervene, get you a night guard. Any stress in your life? Sure. Most people. The pandemic, there's a whole lot of stress for a lot of people.
Exactly.
So now you can deliver that, intervene in that, you know, destruction, whether it be implants, restorative, whatever, and deliver that guard the first appointment within the hour. So now the patient leaves. And the beauty of it, Randy, is you can actually print two guards. And the cost of resin is a couple dollars.
Sure.
So once you have the design, you print two at the same time. It doesn't take any longer. And you give them a little bit of a wow experience. When the patient gets the first night guard, you give it to them. By the way, we printed an extra one, just in case you lose the first one as a value add.
Yep.
You generate the revenue. And then if you want to use it as a stickiness, get them back in or keep them in the practice. Uh-huh. How do you get the patients back for routine hygiene every year? Give them a free night guard. I mean, it costs $2-3 in material.
Yep.
You've already got the design. So when the patient comes back in, you print it in advance. They come in and you give them a night guard. So it's a great practice builder.
It costs really nothing. I mean, I've scanned a lot of broken flippers, glue them together, scan them, and then print them in the denture tooth resin is what I print. And then I'll just print out five flippers for them and say, just when you break all these, come back and I'll give you some more, you know.
Yeah, it's changing the way you can deliver dentistry. It's fascinating what's going on with 3D printing. And at Sprint Ray, all we do is dental. We're a dental company. We're a dental technology company. I would say I'd like to call us a dental workflow company. We happen to make great printers, great wash, you know, revolutionary wash dry system we brought to market, and our cure. But most importantly, we're a workflow company. We're taking applications, making it easy for a dentist to use, to deliver quality care, not impacting outcomes, and at the same time reducing chair time and reducing cost. So pretty powerful for a $10,000 investment. It's crazy.
What is the printer, wash station, and cure box? What's the grand total for that?
Like $9,200.
That's unbelievable.
$300 a month on a 36-month note. $300 a month.
It's one night guard.
One night guard, you're making money. You do 10 night guards a month, you're putting probably $50,000 in profit into the practice. And for those dentists there's a lot of dentists looking to, you know, sell their practice. So if you can show an improvement on the bottom line of $50,000, it's probably worth $300,000 enterprise value. So you think in terms of there's very few technologies that you can deploy for less than $10,000 that can have a positive impact on enterprise value in your practice of $300,000. It's crazy. I mean,
we just listened to Dr. Odlin talk about how she uses your services, and you know, she prints a lot of night guards. Like, she already has that ROI. But I tell you what she does, you know, when she's doing her smile makeovers, you know, once she scanned the preps, you know, the first thing she does is she sends it to the printer. Because so now, you know, while she's designing and then it's milling out her Emax crowns, by the time those crowns are done, her print is done. And now she has a static die. Now she can put those crowns back on the die, and she can contour them and do all the things to, like that's amazing. Like that makes her so much more efficient, because otherwise she's got six crowns sitting on the table, and she's like, okay, which one's which or whatever it is. Well, she just puts it back on this damn model like a lab tech would.
Yeah.
And she puts it on the model and has the opportunity to...
That ludicrous speed. I love that. That's the speed for printing those models.
Yeah. You know, so it's like... and that doesn't include the, you know, the surgical guides that she does. And, like,
Digital dentures. Digital dentures, another use. A lot of digital dentures popular. Provisional restorations on implants.
I know she's got something working with you guys on the provisionals and that sort of thing. And I know at New Horizon and Pathway, we're going to be working on your what's the new material that for the all?
It's Onyx.
Onyx.
It's our new nano ceramic to be utilized for provisionalization on implant supported bridges, so full arch. So the all on four type of a case, all on X, and be able to use it. It's stronger than PMMA. It's got fast cure time, fast print times. So within probably, if you're doing it same day, we've got doctors are probably delivering the full arch solution in, let's call it 2 hours. And a lot of people deliver the next day.
Right.
But it's material cost.
Yeah, what would
less
it, I mean, like,
bucks.
Less than $20. like that's, are you going to have a design service for that too?
Eventually we will.
Eventually.
Yeah. For sure we will. I mean, our goal is not to necessarily, we're not trying to take design service away from anyone that's out there. We're trying to provide our customers a great experience. And one of the challenges has been in 3D printing is you take the scan, I've got this printer. Now, how do I print? How do I get the output? Well, you got to design the file. And that was one of the heavy lifts that kept people from moving into chairside printing in the practice. So the design service was a requirement for us to drive adoption. But if someone has a relationship with a lab that they're working with, the lab can deliver the design services, which I think is a growing part of lab business. They're seeing this is, you know, they can generate good revenue by simply doing design services and send it to a dentist where they print in office. Which is, it's a new revenue stream for a lab. So, but we offer it just to make it easy.
Well, I think you have to offer it because not everyone has a lab that has that service, or they don't like they don't know where to go for it.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that automating the NightGuard thing is over the top. Like that's. You know, that's an amazing part about that
I mean, our goal, Justin, is to automate everything. Our goal is same as a dentistry. So if there's a procedure that can be done chairside that makes sense to be printed, then we want to make sure that we can provide the customer an easy path to capture the information, so the diagnostic, whether it be an STL or a DICOM file, send it to the cloud, get the design done, get back to the printer. And when we send the design back, it comes with the structural supports in place. So they don't have to worry about how do you position it on the print platform. It's already done for them. So they just got to make sure the right resin's in the machine and press go. And
or, you know, they could buy enough machines. You could just put all the different resins in this the machines.
It's a great
idea. Have to worry about.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, see, yes. I could be on this sales force.
Yeah.
we just had the luxury that... you know, we've got a number of printers of yours in the at New Horizons, and you know, we find that we print so many of these things that like that's the printer we use it on, and we keep the resins in there, and it works. Like, you know, we have a little more volume maybe than the average bear, but
I mean, two printers is not out of the question. We've got a 55 micron for accuracy. We got a 95, so the Pro 95, Pro 55. We've got a lot of customers who buy one of each. And they'll do specific jobs on a larger platform where they got more volume. So if they're printing models for, whether it be in-house aligners, which is, you know, another hot area, one of the things that we've really been promoting lately on the aligner side is just first tray, first day. So when the patient comes in for a consult, they're doing clear aligners. First thing you do is take a digital scan. So get your intraoral scanner, scan it, send it to the printer. We've got auto basing in our software, so you don't need any software to do it. You send it to the printer, it prints the base. You can print a model in, say, 15 to 17 minutes. Take it off the printer, you wash it, cure it, and then traditional pressure form, Drufamat, Vacuform, BioStar, whatever you've got.
Whatever you're using.
And a piece of polythermal plastic, so like a traditional liner. Suck it down. We call it a compliance liner. It's not moving teeth, but if the patient's getting started that day, why not give them an aligner? Like, why wait a week, 2 weeks, whatever it takes you to get your trays? Give them a start. Now, and the nice thing about it is it's not moving teeth, so it's not hurting. And they get used to wearing the first appliance without tooth movement. So it's not such a bad idea. You start your, you submit your case, you start whatever your insurance billing is. But more importantly, I think the biggest opportunity there is for those, you know, 50% of the patients that say, I got to think about it. I'm not sure I can wear the clear aligner. I got to go to work. I teach school. I'm, you know, whatever you do. And there's a lot of hesitancy before they make that decision. While they're thinking about it, hey, we're going to give you your first aligner. Do me a favor, wear it 18 hours a day for the next 2 days. We're going to call you on Wednesday. And I think you're going to find not only you can wear it, people don't know you have it in, you can work with it, you can talk with it, there's no, doesn't impede your ability to do everything you're doing today, and you can have that beautiful smile you're looking for. So the idea that it can help get case acceptance up is a powerful. And the other thing is, and I think Invisalign, Align did some research, and it was a pretty high number. Don't quote me on that number, but let's say it was 50% of the patients that left that didn't make a decision. They don't come back. They don't go forward. But now you've given them a reason to. They've given you permission to call them because you gave them an aligner. So I'm going to call you in 2 days. They're expecting a call. And now you've got a hook, one more chance at them to get them pulled in and get them to accept treatment. So we're excited. It's a brand new program. We're rolling out with marketing materials, and it's for me, you know, old dental guy. It's one of the things that just makes the most sense. Like, why not give your patient the ability to test drive something if they're not sure? And we're excited about, you know, the data that we'll pull in as we go forward. So we're really excited about that opportunity.
How far away are you from actually printing the aligner?
You know, Randy, there's a lot of people say, well, we can print today. We've got materials we can print. It looks like a liner, it feels like a liner, but it doesn't have the power to move teeth like the plastic they're using today. Is it a matter of time? Sure. I'm confident that over a period of time we'll catch up and we'll have the product to print. There's no question. It's just a matter of time working with materials and understanding the sciences, and we'll figure it out.
It's pretty static. I mean, it's really changing.
Oh, my goodness. It's
just,
you know,
the materials.
Just the developing materials and raw materials is allowing us to move faster. And we leverage things out of different industries from a polymer, monomer, and glass standpoint that allows us to come up with materials in a lot shorter time frame.
And you have now some... resin or whatever material that can be considered a permanent crown.
We do. Yeah, we've got a nano ceramic. It's approved for a definitive crown. The challenge is we've got to work through insurance. So technically, it has its the majority of the content of the material is ceramic. So by definition, from the insurance certification says if it's predominantly ceramic, then you should be able to bill it as D2740. Is that the right code?
Something like that.
So theoretically, yeah, it should be able to, but we want to check the box. We're not telling our customers you can go ahead and do it. We're saying we want to go through the right channels and make sure that we get that approved, the material approved through the proper channel, so we can check the box and say, yeah, you can build this as a ceramic crown. And then you think about, every day I wake up and think, you know, I call it the $2 crown.
Yeah.
So the impact, the ability for, you know, to get a design, we'll do automated design. So you send it to the cloud, you prep your tooth, you send it to the cloud. Within 5 minutes, you get the design back. You print it in, you know, less than 15 minutes. You post-process it in another, let's call it, ideally 2 to 3 to 4 minutes. And then you've got a crown that you can place that cost you, let's throw a $10 to $15 design fee on that. And then let's call it $2 in resin. So for $17, a little bit of time, a little bit of post-processing, you can deliver a crown. And think of the impact for treating patients that maybe they don't have the financial wherewithal. Maybe you've got, I mean, you're doing
that's
a ton of horizon.
Easier here than a large composite.
Oh,
you know,
no question. So it just we're excited about where the technology is going to take dentistry. And it's all about compressing time and costs, and dentists have been put through the squeezer with insurance and PPOs and what's been going on for the last 10 years. I think this technology allows a dentist to improve their productivity, so get more dentistry done. You're doing more single visit dentistry, more efficient, and I think dentists will soon learn what this can do to the practice. And our biggest challenge is just the knowledge gap. I mean, I appreciate getting on this podcast, and hopefully people are listening, but I know they are, because who doesn't listen to the worm?
Yeah, I know, right.
And it's just a knowledge gap. I mean, when dentists, when they come and learn about what this technology offers and how affordable it is, it's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, why wouldn't you do it?
It is, you know, like, and I think that, one of the things that we are moving towards at Pathway is like, okay, so they got this printer and we had these surgical guides. Well, we've moved to this, okay, Now, we're going to start from software. We're going to start from square one. Like, here's your, you know, and we're using the Acteon software right now, which enables them to build, you know, a surgical guide or, you know, whatever we need to on top, stackables, all sorts of things. But, like, show us, you know, like one of the biggest things we get is, like, okay, teach us how to use the software. Nobody, like, you know, nobody tells you how to teach the software. And so we go through it because we need them to know it on day 4 and 5 when they're actually in the operatory with the patient. Like, we, you know, it's easier if they have an idea of what they're looking at. And what we're finding now is, like, okay, like, I've designed this, like, what do we need to do? And having services, you know, and things to not having to figure out where to put the struts and how to angle the thing on there, like, for the night guards, like, that's, like, that alone is worth, what do you charge for that service?
For a surgical guide?
Yeah, let's go back to the night guard.
Night guard, like, $25.
Yeah, so for $25, like, your time is worth, like, your time is worth more than the $25 for that.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's not even, like,
not even
comparable. Yeah. And we know that most dentists, like, could you, you know, I've got the cookie dough. I need to buy the cookie cutter from you. Like, tell me what I need to do, and that, like, if I can stamp that out, like, everyone is more efficient.
100%. And the design talked about earlier. If we can send a design back ready to print, they do nothing. It's just easy. And our goal is to make this technology so easy to adopt in a practice. So we go from unboxing to installing, plugging in, and a vast majority of our users today have done it self-install. We've got services now where we'll install, white glove experience, where we install and train the dentist on how to use it, the team how to use it. But there's a dental assistant should be able to use this technology and deliver quality output in a relatively short period of time. When I say short period of time, 60 days, they should be competent at using this technology. And they'll start with, they'll print models, they'll print night guards, they'll do the, you know, we'll call it the low-hanging fruit, the easy ones, first aligner. And then you'll go up the stair step to a little more complex, digital dentures, surgical guides.
Little Yoda toys.
Baby Yodas for the patients.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll leave the baby Yodas up to August.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
And he teaches,
yeah, we've got him teaching a course on baby Yodas. So,
and the other thing, patients love printing. The patients love 3D printing. It's just a cool,
you know, cool, what's technology. Funny is, so I'm a CEREC user, and I always do that. And at least once a week, someone will say, "And then do you 3D print the crown?" You know, it's they got it on their head.
Yes, it's in the mind. I mean, so much stuff is transitioning to 3D printing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But it's a fun, it's been a fun journey, boy. And it's to think it's only been a year and a half and how fast this thing is moving.
I jumped right ahead too. Boy, you guys.
I think you said it earlier, but I want to come back to it, is that you only do dental. And I think people should know that, like SprintRay only does dental, and there's a big difference in there, because your R&D is not into wax patterns and baby Yodas and, you know,
jewelry,
jewelry and stuff like
aerospace.
Like, yeah.
Automotive.
Correct. Yeah. Like, that's not your deal. So your entire team, which is, you know, really quite amazing. They're in one space. And so they have the opportunity then to actually listen to one space about what is needed and move that direction. And
yeah.
I think that's really important, because you're the only one that's only in that space.
No question. I think the advantage we have is speed. So and the voice of customer. We've got like the two of you here today using the technology and giving us feedback allows us to move forward and provide applications for the industry that the dentists want. And the fact that we have our whole, you know, our scientists and engineers and PhDs, everybody's focused on dental, whether it be resin development. So if someone, you know, doesn't like the shade, or we need a shade adjustment, that's something we can do relatively fast. Mm-hmm. If it's material properties that you need that we don't have dialed in today, we put the team on, they work through that. They can turn that around, and obviously some have to go through FDA clearance and the proper certification, which takes more. But the fact is, we do it, and we work towards it. And it's all voice of customer. Our direction comes from our users. We've got a broad base of users and great customers that give us great direction, like yourselves. And we're proud to say that we listen and we make things happen. We're agile. We move quickly and we change. So
you've worked for some bigger companies before, and we made fun of this last night. But like, Sprint Ray allows you to move.
And move fast.
Yeah.
And
the other problem is the bureaucracy and regulatory and all the other things that, the bigger companies have to deal with. And what I like about it is, like, from the time I've been working with you till now, like, there's been real change from customer feedback that happens, and it doesn't have to take 18 months.
No. Listen, it's the beauty of being agile like we are, and it's the DNA of the company. I would say we're not when I joined, we were a pretty small company. We're a much bigger company, and we'll continue to get bigger and bigger just because of the pace of the industry that's growing in this space, and we're blessed and fortunate to be the recipient of one of these growth engines. So we're very humble by the success we've had. We continue to work hard to continue to take it down that path. But our DNA is listen to the customer and deliver what they want. So it's not about us, it's about you. It's about the patient. At the end of the day, it's about the patient. So we're very patient-centric in our workflows, but more importantly, we listen to our customers, and that's our mission. And our mission is to provide, leverage the technology to bring, transforming workflow to the dental industry at the benefit of the patient, the benefit of the practice, and the benefit of the team. I mean, when team members get involved and are printing a solution that goes in a patient's mouth, it gives them more value. It gives them more purpose. And I think, and hopefully you've experienced that with your team members, where they're getting to be closer part of delivering that patient care. So if it was done outside the office and they get it, the fact that they're actually building it and making it happen, they feel like a bigger part of the delivery of the care, which is pretty powerful.
Yeah, Dr. Arlen spoke about that yesterday, too, in what Sarakin 3D does for their assistants is it empowers them to play a part in the patient's care.
100%.
And with that becomes a pride and a source of, like, why you would want to come to work and do these things. So I think that's I think that's a great part. And, Randy and I, Randy's on the board of the New Horizons nonprofit. And we thank Sprint Ray for your contributions to the nonprofit and allowing us, to treat a lot more patients. And we talked last night, like, I think the future of us helping even more patients is getting into that digital denture workflow, because we do a lot of immediate dentures, ahead of their final denture, which we should be able to do this way as well. And, I envision us being able to create a workflow where we can scan it with, like, healing abutments and make recesses, because the majority of our patients are over dentures.
Mm-hmm.
And, but even last night, as I came away from dinner last night, I was thinking, like, so your X-resin, like, so it costs us $20 or, I don't care if it costs us $40 to print, like, we could do far less overdentures and move people into a fixed parameter that could be considered a final restoration for those fees. Like what a service for people.
Yeah, I mean,
to have a true tooth replacement service, like, that's what you guys are going to enable us to do, is help, hundreds of more patients have true tooth replacement solutions.
Yeah, and that's the purpose of the company. We want to help deliver smiles all around the world. I mean, that's part of our passion, part of our DNA, and we feel thrilled to be part of the Horizons and the implant pathway to deliver that care to patients that otherwise couldn't afford it. And I think when dentistry is a great field, and I've been fortunate to be in it over 35 years, and it certainly served me well from a, personal relationships, professional growth, financial, well-being for my family. So it's a great field and a ton of great people. And at the end of the day, there's so many dentists that, like yourself, they're willing to deliver some of this care to patients that otherwise have no way to afford this. And this technology is even going to make more and more of it possible. So it's here comes August. Here comes August, the man.
August, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You seem to know everybody here.
I do, yeah. What's up?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't have an extra headset, or we just throw you on here, but we're gonna yap at you next.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just about done, dude.
You can have a seat in the lobby.
So, hey, listen, one last thing on the foundation is, you know, SprintRay, we've been we're at a point in the growth of our company. We're serious about, and we'd love supporting your group and helping deliver smiles and restoring people so they can eat, function, and, you know, get back into the world. And we're going to take deeper steps. So as you watch the where we go as a company, we'll continue to do more bigger things from you know, the SprintRay Foundation standpoint, and participate more actively with yourself and others in this space. We feel that you know, doing well by doing good is certainly possible, and we want to make sure that we put a stake in the ground and say we're committed to help our, you know, our customer base, our dentist, which we love,
yeah,
give back a little bit and help restore smiles around the world. Because hey, a smile's everything, right?
Yeah, I think as you navigate through your career, like, you hope that you got, you know, hopefully you, in through your process, you get to a point where you can give back, because the career has been really giving to us, like,
yeah,
you know,
from
a financial standpoint, from, you know, helping people standpoint, and when you can. You know, when you can maybe, you know, start the latter part of your career by giving back and helping more people, like, that's because we got that help at some point.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, like, somebody helped us along the way.
Sure.
And, you know, if you can pay that forward, we talked about that on last podcast, like, yep, if you can pay that forward a little bit with, like, by helping one more other dentist, like, get there, like, think about the magnitude of how many people they can affect in their career.
It's, you know, it's I was talking to someone the other day, and it was pretty profound when you think in terms of, if someone doesn't have a smile, if they're embarrassed, they hold their face, they can't chew, they can't eat. So health is a concern, obviously, but confidence, self-confidence. So if someone doesn't have self-confidence, they likely aren't going to contribute at the level that they're possible,
right,
in their lives. And of all the patients you've treated, and you've treated thousands, all the smiles between the two of you just here, between Justin and Randy, the smiles you've created and given people the ability to smile with confidence, so that means they find a life partner, they get a job, they excel at their job. How many of those people are the next Steve Jobs or Leonardo da Vinci? Or you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know. But one thing's for certain, if they don't have a smile, they don't have self-confidence, they're not going to be that.
They can't.
They're not going to be that great.
They can't get to what they could
be. They can't. Exactly. So you think of the impact you've had on the world beyond. I mean, it's pretty empowering. You know,
it's literally what drives me to, you know, do the education part for. There's only so many people I could help with my own hands, and that's great. But like, training, you know, we're approaching 900 alumni, you know, that have gone through Pathway over the years. Like, how many implants are those people going to place over their lifetimes to help other people? Like, that's, like, it, the number is literally probably mind-boggling. But, like, you know that you played this tiny small role in helping someone get a different job or a new, you know.
Change their life.
Yeah, for
change
sure.
Your life.
And that's, and you know what? Almost 99% of those people, like, you never knew that you had a hand in it. And that's actually the perfect thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I don't need the fat pat on the back.
No,
like,
but just
like,
know you're doing it.
Yeah, you know it's happening. You don't have to see it happening, but you just know it happening because you saw it. We've seen it in our own practices.
Yeah.
So, John, man, thank you for stopping in.
Hey,
and
listen,
being on the podcast.
It's the friendship. Obviously, we've had friendship for a long time, and now I've listened to the Worm. I've listened to the podcast, and now I've had my first podcast.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I've checked the box. I hope I have an opportunity to be on here again.
I love chatting with you guys. I think that you saw I carry it in my backpack when I go to these shows, and most likely will bring it to Miami.
Oh, beautiful.
And I know I'm going to meet some new people there that will be interesting and will be good guests.
I look forward to it. We
may
even get one of the guests on the podcast.
Absolutely. I'm going to bring my fourth headset, too, so we can have a little more fun. So
awesome. Randy, Justin,
yeah.
Listen, behave yourselves in Vegas.
Well, we will.
As best you can.
Yeah, we're going to Yeah, listen, we have to get through one more podcast. We got an outlier next too, so we'll have to.
Okay.
We'll try to navigate that world.
Awesome.
A bit, so.
Well, thanks again for the time, and we'll look forward to that next one coming up in Miami.
All right, sounds good. All right, from Dennis Implants and Worms in Las Vegas, we'll catch you another time. Cheers.
All right, cheers.
That concludes another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend and throwing 5 stars at us on iTunes. Catch you on another episode. And don't forget the fireball. Cheers.